Now settle down, because it's time.
Time for what?
Showtime.
When does it start?
Right now. 3, 2, 1.
Let's get on with the show.
Let's do it.
All right, everybody, 7 minutes after the hour, this is the Daily Blender right here on NBC 1260 and 96.1 FM, coming to you live from the Best Buy Studios. I'm your good friend, your radio pal, Jeffrey O'Brien. Pam, that seat got away from you there a little bit, didn't it?
Did I almost fell.
That would have been
awesome. Good for the webcam, yeah.
I don't know. The desk would probably block a lot of it. You'd just probably see your feet fly up in the air.
Woo!
You know? Well, like you usually do on a webcam.
Yeah.
That's Pam Cleveland right there. Morrison there pushing the buttons, taking your calls at 480-423-1260. I have a tale of almost awesome.
Okay.
And I forgot to, because of all the excitement this morning, forgot to post the picture on our Facebook fan site. So please remind me, and I will here in just a little bit.
That's what I'm here for.
But, all right, it's almost awesome. All right, I love when the restaurants come out with these crazy, you know, like the Double Down from KFC or the giant chicken and two patties of beef from Burger King in Japan. Mm-hmm. You know, I love those crazy things they do with food to make it, you
know. Food concoctions, if you will.
Right. Well, Denny's has come up with one. And it sounds pretty awesome.
Is there an egg in it?
No.
Oh.
While back, they unveiled their fried cheese melt, basically a grilled cheese sandwich with fried mozzarella sticks stuffed between the cheese and the bread. I called it genius. 895 calories.
You got to have something else besides cheese on there. I like cheese sticks on my Philly cheesesteak sandwiches. That's good. Cheese sticks on a hamburger. That's good. But just cheese on top of fried cheese. That's gross.
They heard your cries, Morris.
Oh, no.
And of course, that sandwich, well, looks like a garden salad with no croutons and low-calorie dressing on the side compared to this sandwich.
Oh, man.
Denny's has officially unveiled their new Mac and Cheese Big Daddy Patty Melt.
Mac and
yep.
cheese.
It's a patty melt featuring a burger, cheddar cheese, macaroni and cheese on top of it. Checks in at 1,690 calories, almost double the calories of the fried cheese melt. There's more.
Oh.
You can order it with extra ooze.
Extra ooze?
What, like nacho cheese?
Means for 69 cents, they'll put even more cheese on your sandwich. Price of the sandwich varies by restaurant, but can start as low as $4.99.
As low as.
That is awesome. Until you see the photo.
Oh, no.
It sounds good, but I'm not eating anything called ooze.
Yeah, that sounds like a digestive nightmare.
They actually took, you know how they photograph food and everything looks all glossy and like perfect. You're like, wow, that's like grandma used to make before the heart attack. You know, everything looks like kind of glowing. They put the Star Trek glow filter. Remember that, the old Star Trek, when the woman would come on and maybe she's a little bit older? They're like, all right, get the white pantyhose filter on the screen to make her look glowing.
White pantyhose.
There was no Photoshop back in the day. They're just like, let's just make it darker. So they took that photo, but even that was enough for me to go, yummy. I saw that and I was like, ooh. So, I don't know, if somebody really loves macaroni and cheese, maybe they'll like it.
Ugh, gut balm.
So it's a tale of almost awesome. Somebody needs to go and try that and tell me if it really is awesome.
I wonder if it is truly available in local Denny's.
Well, there's one just down the street. We should find out.
Okay. You want
to
call
him? I'd give it a go. I mean, I'd try it.
We should call him.
I ain't eating it.
We should call him.
Okay.
Okay.
Get the phone.
All right.
Call him. So, anyway, so there you go. It's a tale of almost awesome. And I get mad. I get angry.
Yeah, I've seen.
I get jealous, basically, whenever somebody wins the lottery. Again, I've been playing the lottery for about a year now. I have not yet won. Thing is fixed. By now, yeah. I should have won.
You would think.
I had one Mega Million ticket that gave me $7. Big, hairy deal, okay? Because they cut that in half, and then they take the taxes out. Basically, I got a little thing of Stride gum. Okay, so that's not good enough. You know, I've been playing it, and the people keep winning it that are not me. It's fixed. Something is wrong. I should have won it by now.
I told you before, it's only the old people. And I'm sure there's a clause in it that says if you die before we give all your payments, we get to keep the money.
It's the old people and immigrants. As John McCain will tell you, they're good at two things, starting fires and winning the lottery.
So John McCain should win the lottery.
That's John McCain should know. I don't know. Stupid John McCain. A couple of white guys camping started that big fire.
Right.
Anyway, so here's what happened. Oh, nose, no cough button. I'm dying. Somebody get me a drink.
Where's your Mountain Dew? I've never seen you without a Mountain Dew.
I finished it, and then all of a sudden we're on the air, and I didn't want to be rude, but now it seems to be an emergency. I've been covering up trying to cough for at least 5 minutes now.
Would you like me to go grab you a Dew?
No, we have an intern for that.
Oh, okay.
So Bree's bringing me one. Thank you. Thank you for ordering the intern around.
Yeah, no problem.
Although it would have been easier for you to just walk down there, grab it, and come back.
No, not really.
Just abuse
Yay!
Her.
Yay!
You're going to bring that to me unopened?
Come on.
You're gonna bring, and you're gonna make eye contact.
Where's the frosted mug, for the love of God?
And there's no. Where's the towel? You just get out. Just get out of my studio, Bree.
Thank you, Bree.
Made her cry
again.
Seriously, don't the interns get briefed on no eye contact?
I'll go over that with her.
She held my can with her bare hands.
You might want to be careful. She may have shaken it up after the way you've just treated her.
Here, Pam. Okay, it's good. You got 17 seconds, by the way. 17 seconds. If somebody shakes a can, they put it down, it's 17 seconds it'll be okay to open that can. That is timed.
In 17 seconds? Yep. Or you have 17 seconds?
No, Pam. You shook the can. You have 17 seconds to open it or it'll explode. We're all going to die. No, I mean, they shake the can. They put it in front of you. 17 seconds. So, it's true. Anytime somebody brings me a can, like say if I'm at a party or something, they bring me a can of Mountain Dew. Hey, thanks a lot, man. Aren't you going to open it? Not yet. Always wait 17 seconds. Well, I'll do the test.
I've left pop in the trunk of the car before when it's kind of warm outside, and then brought it in the house and opened it 4 hours later and exploded everywhere.
That's a little bit different. That is a little bit different than somebody just shaking a can. I'll tell you what, I will take the test myself.
We'll do an experiment.
I'll step outside. We'll wait. I'll shake the can.
With your shirt off.
17 seconds. Why do you always want me to have my shirt off?
Well, because it's going to be
especially
messy.
With that shaking the can motion, yeah. You better have something off.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not going to make Pam's dreams come true today.
No, because you might make a mess, and then we'll have to hose you
I
down.
Won't. I won't. She just wants to hose me down. You know, this is close to harassment. I just want you to know.
It'll make for quite the spectacle out there.
No, I'm serious. I'm going to go to HR. This is close to sexual harassment right now.
You are.
Not you, Morris, the way he looks at me. I've asked you to not do that.
Well, he looks at me like that, too.
You get the top two buttons on your shirt undone like you're Len Novan. How can I help myself?
You all right? Oh, my God. I didn't realize that. Top two. Just top one. Hold on here. There you go. I'll cover up my Magnum PI hairy chest tuft.
Now I can concentrate. There you go.
Yeah, that's okay.
Is that better? Is that more professional?
Yes.
I guess.
Yeah.
It didn't look bad. I mean, I wasn't complaining about it, but you want to pull out the obvious.
It's really, really disturbing. Anyways, I was trying to get to this story here, and I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
Well, you were coughing, so.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So in Indiana, there's a 46-year-old man. His name is James Bond.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you're thinking, oh, yeah, that's awesome. But he's been teased his entire life for it. And now, for the first time in 4.5 decades he's had on this earth, he might actually be cooler than the other James Bond. Well, let's be honest. Daniel Craig's James Bond sucks.
No, he's hot.
Horrible. Yeah, you know, he may
be
eye candy.
His body's hot. His body's hot.
His face. So he's a butter face. But his face. Yeah, it doesn't work the same. Anyway, butt face. So James Bond, the one in Indiana, won $6.5 million in the lottery jackpot.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about the lottery.
Yep. James Bond played the Illinois Lottery, and on August 13th, he won, chose to take the lump sum, so he got about $4.5 million. He collected at the Illinois Lottery headquarters yesterday, and he says he runs a construction company, plans to put some of his winnings into the business. The rest, he's going to blow on shoes.
Whatever.
Oh, I just added that part.
Oh.
As far as he got his name, his 64-year-old father was also named James Bond. James Bond Sr., and he had his name before Ian Fleming even created the James Bond character back in 1953.
Cool.
So they're an original set of James Bond.
That's nice.
Yeah, and the James Bond who did win the lottery officially, you know, James Bond Jr., he does not have a son named James Bond III, but maybe he should now.
Does he have a son, period?
No.
Only daughters?
Just saying
children?
He doesn't have a son named James Bond III.
Well, he needs to get working on that.
Is he even a heterosexual? We don't know. If he's taken after the Daniel Craig James Bond, there's a good chance maybe he's not.
Morris, hey. He owns a construction company.
So did the guy from the Village People.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He was just a pretend construction worker.
Oh, okay.
Get your facts straight on your gay 70s icons. Oh, you of all people. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with your headlines. Got some entertainment news on the way. More of the Daily Blender after this.
NBC 1260. Here's a call out to the purists. Guys who would never put soy bacon on a BLT. Guys who only get groomed when yanking out an ear hair. Guys who choose Purolator Pure One oil filters. They're 99.9% efficient, the most efficient filter, trapping microns of dirt others can't to protect your engine. And they're 100% covered in textured grip for easy installation. Purolator Pure One. Keep it pure. Available at Advance Auto Parts, Pep Boys, and other fine auto parts stores.
My Uncle Bob was so depressed thinking about the economy and Social Security that he called the suicide hotline. The call center was in Pakistan. He told them he was suicidal. They got all excited and asked him if he could drive a truck. Well, the iTool Host website special should cheer him up. Hosting from $4 a month, webmaster plans, and free website evaluations. iToolHost.com, 480-922-1745. iToolHost.com.
These wounded warriors fought for us. It's time we fight for them. Wings for Warriors is a 501c3 nonprofit organization designed to help our combat wounded war veterans secure the health care, financial, and legal benefits they deserve. Help Wings for Warriors provide financial assistance for family members traveling to wounded loved ones at military and hospital facilities. Visit wingsforwarriors.org or call 480-779-WING.
Speak your mind.
Oh, cool.
Give us a call.
Pick up the phone. Pick it up.
480-423-1260.
Get in the zone.
Putting off oil changes can lead to engine damage that costs you a lot of money down the road. That's why it's important to do them on time, every time. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $12.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. That's right, just $12.99. See store for restrictions and details. Let AutoZone help you protect your engine and save money. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Play on through to Golfsmith Radio, Arizona.
Four!
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on NBC 1260.
And 96.1 FM.
During the show, it gets crazy in here.
You're driving me insane.
Completely insane.
These people have lost their minds.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I have serious mental problems.
Takes all kinds.
You need serious, serious help.
Okay, we'll do something about that right away. Let's start by doubling your medication.
19 minutes after the hour, this is the Daily Blender on NBC 1260 and 96.1 FM. We are live in the Best Buy studios, and hacking coughing attack has been narrowly averted. All is well. Return to your homes.
You're much more pleasant to be around when you've got a swig of the dew in you.
Really? Was I unpleasant before?
You weren't unpleasant, but you're just more pleasant now.
All right. Shut up.
Maybe when you show up late, he's
take
not
it
so
back.
Pleasant.
I'm always pleasant. Maybe sometimes I'm a little bit of a crotchety old man, but at least I'm always pleasant. I'm nice to people. Now, Morris, all kidding aside, you, having been in that room, I have come in that room for official reasons, and I have left that room, and every time, have I ever been horrible? I'm always pretty much a pretty constant personality, right?
Yeah, no, I'm always expecting you to come in and start throwing foul language at me and maybe some physical abuse, but it never happens.
Yeah, you deserve it.
I know. That's why I expect it.
So, I do maintain a certain level of consistency with my personality. People don't, I guess, am I the only one? Do you have like a man period?
Anytime the New York Giants lose, I am not fun to be around.
Well, that's environmental. That's not as women have been saying for quite some time, that it seems like once a month men go through their own sort of period where they're like a jerk, or they're depressed, or there's like a change, and they call it the man period.
Mm-hmm. And then there's manopause too.
When you're older, mm-hmm. and you don't want to do anything.
Well, you're just grumpy. I don't know.
Grumpy and not wanting to get old.
Yeah. Manopause.
Okay.
I think the man period starts about 3 days after his wife's period started, because you know that he hasn't been getting any kind of action for a couple days. So
could be. I think we need to do a study.
Okay.
A scientific study. I will do the part where we observe the swelling of the women's breasts. You can check on the men and what they feel and think.
Let's have Pam do that.
What?
I'll
check
do that.
On the men.
I'll start reporting on men.
What part do you want to do in our little research study?
I'll cover the flow.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear Lord, no. No, oh, that's not part of the research.
Oh,
you're, we're not putting your name on this paper now.
Inappropriate.
You're out. You're out. Let's just do your headlines.
I'll just watch.
No, no, there's no watching. Let's do this. All right, ladies and gentlemen, look at your headlines. Lady Gaga says she's married to her loneliness.
Oh, God.
Wow. You know, if a bipolar cokehead that wears raw meat can't find love, what hope do any of us have?
We're all screwed.
Did you happen to see her at the VMAs?
No, I saw her at the HIVs.
When she was dressed as a man?
You got her picture on the wall there, customer of the month.
Everyone
at the HIVs
is saying she was wearing a prosthetic dangle, a man part.
Shut up.
She was Seriously. Dressed. She looked like Al Pacino or something. She had a man's wig on. She's wearing a suit. She's talking like a man.
She kind of had like scruffy looking.
Yeah,
shadow.
It might be the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I agree. I've never got why everybody's into Lady Gaga. I'm not like she's not a fantastic singer. She's talented. I'll give her that. But
how many people? How many stars out there are not fantastic singers? So many. That's where we are these days.
She's just a Madonna rehash gimmick, and I wish she would go away. Mm-hmm. So Oksana Grigorieva just accepted $750,000 settlement from Mel Gibson after turning down a $15 million settlement last year when she had the chance. On the bright side, she's already been asked to be on President Obama's financial team. Makes all the sense in the world. So the head of Vivid Entertainment says the price tag on that Kim Kardashian sex tape, to take it off the market forever, $30 million. And last time somebody screwed Kim like this, she recorded it and released it on the internet.
Yeah,
but still.
Right. And it's still going to be out there.
I don't know, because $30 million is nothing to her. She spent twice that on her friggin' wedding.
Yeah. Could be. Maroon 5 has a new Snapple drink. In a related story, scientists have apparently discovered how to bottle homoerotic drivel. Snapple. I never drink that crap.
I think Snapple's always been homoerotic drivel.
I will never drink it now. Okay, I got nothing. Okay, I'm sure Adam Levine is a perfectly fine fella. Maroon 5, whatever. But I hate Maroon 5 for one reason. And I'm going to tell it to you right now.
Okay.
They brought back disco.
They did not.
They did. They were the first band I heard on radio all of a sudden doing it. You know, doing the disco thing. That's my Adam Levine.
Nice. I like the dance that went along with it.
I got to do that little thing.
I kind of screwed you up on his name, though.
Adam Levine.
Yeah, sorry.
You said Levine.
I made you question it, though, because you said both.
We will question his name, as I'm sure he questions his sexuality.
Yes.
Just 7 weeks after giving birth, Kate Hudson is already back in a bikini. That's, you know, my ex-wife did the same thing, only in her case, she really shouldn't have. Yeah. A fan returned a $22,000 Rolex watch that Chris Brown lost at the VMAs. Well, it's nice to see good things happen to good people.
Mm-hmm.
It must have flown off his wrist while he was punching some poor broad in the face.
You are correct. So a South Carolina woman paid $180 for an iPad, which turned out to be a painted block of wood.
That's so funny.
Meanwhile, South Carolina continues to wonder why the rest of the country thinks they're a bunch of dim-witted rednecks. We don't get it. I like to have an apple. Apples taste good. So, more than 500 college campuses are now 100% smoke-free.
That's good.
No, it's not. It's getting harder to tell who the sluts are.
Oh, Jeffrey. No, they're the ones with the piercings.
Well, it's a trifecta. Piercings, tattoos, smoking.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. So, on Monday, a presidential panel disclosed new details of the United States experiments in the 1940s that infected Guatemalans with syphilis.
Mm-hmm.
It was the most people United States infected with syphilis until the Clinton administration, but that just was wrong.
Or until the Kardashians became famous.
I was going to.
Well, the Kardashians are not a product of the United States.
This is true.
Dick Cheney said in an interview, it's important. Oh, I got to do it like Dick Cheney. It's important to have people at the helm who are prepared to be unpopular. So congratulations, President Obama. It looks like you just got an endorsement from Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney's autobiography, I guess, has been out for a couple days now, which means you have, I think that, yes, officially you have one more day to buy it before Dick Cheney comes to your house and shoots you in the face. Buy my book? Nope. Bah!
Extreme.
Blammo!
Blammo?
That's Dick Cheney. Bang, my Dick Cheney. Throw an eye shot you in the face. Rub some dirt in it. You'll be fine. Just saying. That's it. That's all I got.
Kind of sounds like, what's his name? Gene Cagney or
Jimmy Cagney?
Yeah.
No, you're thinking of the other guy. The guy with the lips.
James Cagney?
No. Well, kind
Lacey?
Of. No, forget it. Can't remember his name. Mutiny and the Bounty. Mr. Bly. Old movie, and I can't remember. Oh, forget it.
Ah, oh, jeez. Sorry.
Darn.
Look what you did, Morris.
It's my fault again.
This is all your fault.
Pam's going to show up pregnant one day. That'll be my fault, too. With any luck.
You wish. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about this whole Dick Cheney book thing, because it's called In My Time, You Panties. And it just came out, which means, now he's blasted some people, even on his own team. And up right now, Condoleezza Rice. She's angry. Angrier than she usually looks. She always looks angry. She's a frightening woman.
She's intense.
She's a Ringling Brothers circus of intense. Hugely intense. And, she never remembers, she was Secretary of State under President Cheney. And
Cheney?
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting Bush was involved somewhere in there. In the memoir, Cheney says he knew Iraq wasn't trying to get uranium to make nukes, but Rice told Bush that Iraq was trying to get uranium. And according to Cheney, she tricked Bush into saying it in his 2003 State of the Union address.
Uh-oh.
And after it all went down, he says Rice once, quote, came into my office, sat down in a chair next to my desk, and tearfully admitted that I'd been right.
Uh-oh.
Rice is like, oh, hell no. Oh, no, you didn't. All right, she said this. I don't appreciate the attack on my integrity and all that it implies. Oh, snap. She also says she never cried to Cheney. She says, it doesn't sound like me, does it? No, it really doesn't. She says, I would never. I don't remember coming to the vice president tearfully about anything in the entire 8 years that I knew him.
Tearfully.
Colin Powell
I do not cry.
No, I don't believe she does. Colin Powell has blasted the memoirs of Cheney, saying it's filled with cheap shots and mischaracterized different events, meaning he's a lying little jerk.
Can't wait to read it.
I can't believe he's calling his book In My Time. What is chapter one? We discovered fire.
my first heart attack was in the Paleolithic there. Ouch. So I wonder who the Republicans are going to run against Obama. Oh,
anybody. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
That's the scary part.
I could run and probably win in a landslide.
That's how we ended up with Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Bush in a landslide is better than Obama in a landslide. Mm.
Well, at least Obama can spell landslide.
No, but at least at Bush, there's Bush at the end of the landslide.
There's the difference. You know, that's the difference. With Bush, you knew that he couldn't spell and really is not the guy you wanted talking much. Obama, he's a pretty good talker. Except for he's
slow
not
so, talker.
He's really bad with a calculator. Obviously, he's not quite figured out the math of running a country yet. So it would be nice if we got somebody who could talk and count. Basic math, you know? Because I'll tell you what.
Is that too much to ask?
If somebody were to make me emperor right now and say, Jeffrey, you are the honorary president for a week. Okay, I'm coming to the White House. I got two things. I got a highlighter and I got a red pen. Bring me the budget. I'm going to fix this crap probably in a day, and then we're going to golf the rest of the time. I don't even golf, but I want to get drunk on the golf course with Nancy Pelosi and anyone else who will come. I think it'll be awesome.
I think so, too.
Nancy Pelosi, just because the entire time I'm going to make fun of her. She's going to, you know, when you hang out with your buddies, there's
You're
always that one
cry.
Guy you tease all the time.
Yeah. That'll be Nancy.
She's it.
Why did you want her to cry like that? She's no Condoleezza Rice.
Because her face is pulled back so tight, I want to see if the water squirts out like, like, because it's just so tight on her face like this. Water just.
Yeah, maybe.
Listen, I've got my fantasies on things. That's all I'm saying.
Your fantasies
are a little
different.
In reality, red pen, highlighter, give me the budget.
What about the 10 key?
Huh?
10 key, calculator.
We'll bring somebody to handle the 10 key.
Okay.
You know, I won't even need it. I'll look through there and go, okay, we definitely don't need that.
That's gone.
You know, and I will carefully consider all the things I'm wiping out, making sure it's not hurting kids or the elderly or the crazy people or anyone else who needs help.
Who's left?
Huh?
What about the Earth?
Who's left?
Well, I'm pretty sure we don't need, studies on things, and I'm pretty sure we don't need, bridges in the middle of nowhere like we've heard so much about, and all these little pork barrel spending and all that stuff. I'll be probably the most unpopular man in Washington, which means I'll have to do this stuff, and I'll be just take me to an undisclosed location immediately, but I guarantee you, I can fix this.
Okay.
That's why I will never be elected anything.
I have faith in you.
Because I'm honest and I have common sense. And I can get in there and fix stuff. And
you can talk.
I'll take money from the special interest groups. And I'll tell them up front, thanks for the money. Guess what? Don't even come asking me for any favors. Ain't happening. Oh, I have you on camera right now admitting. Well, we're taking our money back. Well, I got you on camera now admitting it. So you want me to air this? I'll be happy to. Oh, I get to keep the money. Okay, have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Jeffrey O'Brien on politics.
I'll never pander to the special interests. I'll do what is right.
I just want you to be emperor. I like you in the seat of emperor.
It's too hard to get me elected anything just because of an honest guy. And because I won't deal with the special interest groups. You know, all our politicians are filthy out there.
Oh, yeah.
Especially at the higher levels. The lower levels, like city council, maybe even mayor, is like somebody with a good idea wants to help out the community. As far as you start getting higher and higher up, then it gets cloudier and murkier.
Tainted.
Crazy. So, yes, really, make me emperor. I'll take care of it. Okay. I can fix this, people. I'm telling you. Anybody with a reasonable amount of common sense could.
I'm going to nominate you for some kind of office.
Well, let
starting locally.
Let me at least know what you're talking
Something
about
the Parks Department.
I don't want to be like in the Buckeye Chamber of Commerce or anything.
No, we're going to get you straight into the Oval Office.
I mean, well, all right. If you get me in there, I'm fine. I could make a huge difference. That's my only campaign promise. Hi, I'm Jeffrey O'Brien. I'll make a huge difference.
How will you go about that, Mr. O'Brien?
Gotta go. And so then later on, if things go great, I told you I would make a huge difference. Who is your daddy? Everybody's like, you're my daddy, yay! And then if the things suck, I'll say, hey, I told you I was going to make a huge difference. Who do you have to blame? You. Now I got to go get on the helicopter. Bye. I'll always have a helicopter somewhere nearby waiting.
You know? That's good. What does it sound like?
Well, it's the regular helicopter is just like, this is like the big Marine helicopter. Yeah. It sounds like that.
Oh, okay. I just thought you'd be on a normal one.
Sounds like majestic flight.
Yeah, but don't you want to kind of go under the radar?
Huh?
Don't you want to go under the radar?
No, I'll need the helicopter.
Oh, there he
for that.
Goes in that huge, massive military one.
But it's fast. Yeah. And it
you
want to
be more like
in
a
the radar.
Magnum PI helicopter.
I'll just put on there that, who's America's darling right now? I'd be like,
Justin Bieber?
Selena Gomez.
Yes, Selena Gomez, Justin Bieber tour helicopter.
Justin Bieber is Canada's darling.
But I'm just saying, if there's a thing on there that says Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez tour helicopter, then I'll be safe.
There you go.
Except for around like Toledo.
You got it all planned out.
Yeah. Just get seriously. I don't even need to go to Washington. Bring me the budget. Put it in front of me. Highlighter, red pen. By time it's over, we will be the richest country on the planet. We will have no problems as a government. We'll have a surplus. We'll be able to take care of everything.
It's simple.
And it's very likely. We have 360 million people in this country. I could probably turn it around and give each and every one of you Americans $1 million.
I would love that.
What is $361 million?
Well, we don't have the calculator. You said you didn't need it.
All right. Well, I'm saying $361 million means everybody gets a dollar. So you start doing the math. I'll have enough money left over. At least everybody gets like a grand. I don't know. Maybe 10 grand.
Sweet.
I haven't done the math completely. That's why I don't have somebody here with a 10 key.
Yeah.
But so write me in.
Get that intern in here.
Vote Jeffrey O'Brien.
How does it work? When we owe China money, do they have bill collectors that call? I mean, why are we not just hanging up the phone like I do when they call to collect on the washer and dryer?
Well, I'm pretty sure Obama's in the office. They've got that covered.
You know, if I'm running the country and you want your money, I say come get it. Come take it. If you want your money, come take it.
Obama is from Chicago. He answered the phone.
Allegedly.
He answered the phone allegedly. Yeah. You know, he intimidates them. You don't mess with people from Chicago. In fact, I like to see some statistics on how the collection agencies, they go after people in Chicago. You know, they're like, don't call Chicago.
Ooh.
That's a bad idea.
I got a Chicago zip code to call. Area code.
It was nice knowing you there, Pat. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get some entertainment news, more of the Daily Blender. And remember, vote Jeffrey O'Brien.
You're listening to NBC 1260.
Taking care of everything at once. That's how Midas makes total car care simple. For just $22.99, Midas will change your oil, rotate your tires, and give your brakes a check. The $22.99 Midas oil change with a tire rotation and visual brake check. Talk about simple. Midas. Total car care, total customer care.
Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees and taxes extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Attention men, if Viagra or Cialis have failed, Summit Male Medical Center will succeed, guaranteed, every time. If you want to keep an erection for 45 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, or longer, 100 times out of 100 times, call Summit Male Medical Center. No surgery, just a simple, state-of-the-art, FDA-approved medication given to you by one of our licensed Arizona medical physicians. Summit Male Medical Center will solve your problem on the first visit. If they don't, it's free, guaranteed. If you want to get and keep an erection for 45 minutes, an hour, or longer, or if you suffer from premature ejaculation regardless of what medications or health problems you have, call 480-398-1000 and see why they have over 10,000 satisfied patients. Summit Male Medical Center. Call 480-398-1000. That's 480-398-1000.
Call in and be a part of the show.
Are you serious?
We're having fun together, but it'll never be serious.
Give us a call. 480-423-1260.
Gun radio enthusiasts, join us weekdays 6 to 8 a.m. for the best gun radio and morning drive right here on NBC 1260. Gun radio invites you to sign up now for a free gun radio discount card. Sign up now at NBC1260.com. The gun radio discount card can be used at participating Valley gun stores, dealers, and for discount tickets on upcoming gun shows. The gun radio discount card is also good for giveaways and prizes. Sign up now for a free gun radio discount card at NBC1260.com.
Listen up.
If you're up early, so are we. America's Morning News.
So hot.
3 to 6 a.m. on NBC 1260.
Are you a responsible, productive member of society? Do you make a genuine effort to pay your bills, maintain your health, and abide by the laws of the land? Well, then Barack Obama would like to know if you're related. Order your presidential DNA testing kit today, because with a family full of losers, the president is especially interested in finding out if he has any relatives who aren't drunks or illegal immigrants, or both. As a bonus, you'll find out absolutely free if you're related to Joe Biden. You never know. If you've ever said something completely stupid, it's possible. Or you could be a long-lost cousin of Michelle Bachmann. Get your presidential DNA testing kit today. Just call 1-800-NO-LOSERS. That's 1-800-NO-LOSERS.
This is the Daily Blender.
Ah, this is going to be fun.
With Jeffrey O'Brien.
Thirty-nine minutes after the hour here on NBC 1260 and 96.1 FM. We are live in the Best Buy studios. Let's get right to it. Entertainment news. Yes, it churns, it chugs, it moves along. The movies, the TV, and, other things.
And it gestates, too.
Ooh, ew.
They got a lot
gestates?
Of,
I like that word. What does that mean?
That means that's when they grow the baby inside there.
Yeah, I got a lot of baby news today.
I don't like that either.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, great. I'm glad you guys are so thrilled.
Here's
about
Pam.
This. So the gossip site X17 Online has offered some supposed evidence that Jennifer Aniston is pregnant. So here's the evidence.
I was not in town that weekend.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, so first they spotted her and her boyfriend, Justin Theroux, visiting a medical building in Beverly Hills just yesterday. And as she was leaving, Jen was, quote, holding her belly. And then secondly, she was sucking on a lollipop. Now, that seems innocent enough, but the website says that when a woman in her first trimester of pregnancy gets blood drawn, they usually give her candy so that her blood sugar level is high enough that she doesn't pass out.
They don't take that much blood. If you donate blood, they'll give you a lollipop.
Right. Right, but for like a pregnancy test and stuff.
It's not that much blood that your blood sugar's going to drop.
Maybe she just wanted a lollipop. Everybody ever think about that?
Does anyone have a picture of her with the lollipop by chance?
Easy there, Morris.
And last but not least, a so-called source says that Jen has been abstaining from alcohol for the past few weeks. And then the website also points out that Jennifer and Justin have been wearing matching rings. Now, that doesn't prove that she's pregnant, but it does show that she and Justin seem to be in a committed relationship. I know these are all just rumors swirling around. Now, we talked a little bit earlier about Vivid Entertainment willing to give up the rights to the Kim Kardashian sex tape for about $30 million. They say that would be the starting point for a discussion on all of the rights. Now, I did say that I had a lot of baby news and in the entertainment report. So, related to Kim Kardashian, a source close to Kim says that she's wanted a baby 9 months to the day of getting married. And apparently, while she and her now husband, Chris Humphries, were on their little honeymoon in Europe, Kim was spotted at a pharmacy in Italy buying pregnancy tests.
Why would she be so intense on having a baby 9 months from the date?
You know what? I think she just wants an athletic baby. That's the only reason that she married this guy. She's trying to, he's basically a sperm donor, and she's trying to have an athletic baby, and that's it. They'll be divorced in 6 weeks.
Keep the dynasty going. So anyway, going back to Vivid Entertainment, I guess the guy who runs it has said that he has no idea who's behind the offer. And he says, quote, if it's Kim, I have a tremendous amount of respect for her. She has my number and can call me anytime.
We'll make a new tape.
And we're hearing that Kim got a wedding gift, and it's quite an elaborate one. A $450,000 Ferrari as a wedding gift.
What?
Yeah, she bought it herself.
It's a family wagon.
Yeah, it's a 2011 Ferrari. Wait.
Are you allowed to buy yourself a wedding
present? No, that's... Some people will get a gift for their spouse on the wedding day. Like, you'll send, you know, a pair of diamond earrings, right? Or...
She just bought herself a damn car. That's all.
I know. No, this is goofy.
She should just quit trying to justify what she's doing by her stupid wedding.
I've had an epiphany with the pregnancy thing. I think she actually got knocked up a week before the wedding, and now she wants to make it look like she waited until after... Oh, 9 months to the day, but the baby was a week early.
Who's the father?
Maury will be asking that question.
I was not in town that weekend.
Chris, you are not the father.
No, because there was security to keep you.
Even though he married her, even though if there was a Maury episode, and he says, "Chris, you're not the father," he would still dance.
Maury or Chris?
Chris.
Oh,
both.
He'd be happy about it.
Maury would too. Okay, continuing on with our baby news. Robert Downey Jr. is going to be a dad again. His wife Susan is expecting a child early next year. No word yet on if it's a boy or a girl. This will actually be their first child together. But Robert Downey Jr. also has a 17-year-old son from his first marriage. Now, this is kind of funny. While he was promoting his movie Due Date last year, he actually predicted this. He said, quote, "I think I will be wrist deep in doo-doo within 18 months. I'm calling it right here."
Well, yeah, he was just talking about his career.
Yeah, more and more. No, his career is still going awesome.
It is now. For a while there, it was dead.
Yeah, he's doing all right. And Alyssa Milano just gave birth to a baby boy on Tuesday.
I was not in town that weekend.
You wish you were. It's her first child, and both Alyssa and her husband, for both of them, her husband David Bull something or another is a Hollywood agent, and they named their baby Milo Thomas something or another.
She did it with a Hollywood agent?
Bugliari. Bugliari.
That's going to be the Antichrist. You never have sex with an agent.
Oh, come on now. Maybe he's a Hollywood insurance agent or
something. Somebody goes around, it's kind of like the movie Constantine, but this guy goes around and sterilizes all Hollywood agents and all radio agents just to make sure that they do not spawn more of the agents of Satan to walk amongst us here on the earth.
Wow. You got some strong feelings.
She doesn't know what she's done.
You're not going to like this next little bit then.
Not another agent.
Yeah, it might not be the last kid because she recently told E! News, quote, "I had such a great time being pregnant that you're probably going to see me more pregnant than not in the next few years."
Wow, so she's planning on getting busy.
Hellfire and damnation.
Let me get her phone number real quick.
Yeah, okay. Hang on. And ABC revealed the Dancing with the Stars couples on Good Morning America yesterday. And I know everybody's wondering who Chaz Bono got paired up with.
Chaz Bono and a Subway sandwich.
12-inch or six?
6 foot.
Six foot. Okay. Chaz Bono will be dancing with Lacey Schwimmer. Well, she's cute, wait, little blonde.
Yeah. Okay, so he, she, it will be dancing with a she.
Yeah.
They should have had another transgender dancer.
Yeah. Or at least like a gay guy.
No. I want... A man who became a woman to dance with the woman who became a man.
Yeah.
And then figure out, like, the five-hour conversation on who leads.
I don't know.
Have they ever had a gay couple on Dancing with the Stars with another gay, like, two gay people who...
No, they haven't had man on man, woman on woman dancing.
I don't know.
No.
That'll be next.
No, they've had... there's They've had gay people on the show before.
But Dancing with the Other Gender?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, I'm going to call that show something else.
Oh.
Dancing with the Stars is an album called Gayapalooza.
Gayapalooza, yeah, that fits. Well, speaking of, former Queer Eye star Carson Kressley.
Lee is Gayapalooza. Dancing with Stars should be the Gay Olympics.
Well, Carson Kressley was paired up with Anna Trebunskaya. Now, she danced with our own local Kurt Warner.
Yeah, way to go.
Let's see. David Arquette, he's dancing with Kim Johnson. She won last season with Hines Ward.
I bet he wins.
Let's see who else you might care about. Nobody. Mm-mm. Yeah, nobody. I don't think you care
about
anybody.
Just put a question
else.
Mark at the end of the title. Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, that's fitting. Now, Cher is starting to speak out about all the haters that are attacking her son, Chaz
Offspring.
Bono. Yeah, she's, you know, people aren't thrilled, and it's become quite the debate, and a lot of people are posting on blogs, and Chaz's mother, Cher, has asked the haters to kindly shut their traps. She tweeted yesterday, quote, "Lovelies, Chaz is being viciously attacked on blogs and message boards and about being on Dancing. This is still America, right? It took guts to do it."
Well, Chaz has plenty of that. Chaz has no shortage of gut.
She continues a little later on. She continued by tweeting, "By the way, quote, by the way, mothers don't stop getting angry with stupid bigots who F their children. He's a good person inside, a lot of heart. The vast majority of people
have to have a pretty big heart to carry that around.
Will love Chaz on Dancing." So here's something that is a little odd. It's kind of funny. It'll make you chuckle. In a noticeably more uncomfortable moment, she retweeted a message from a fan that said, quote, "I think we can agree that Chaz has the biggest balls of anyone on Dancing."
I guess she really is post-op.
It's not saying much, though.
I guess so. Now, somebody who doesn't want parts of her body to be so big, yeah, that's Jessica Simpson, and the very reliable source of In Touch Weekly is
that's
claiming...
That's a crime against humanity.
...is claiming that she wants to get a breast reduction before her wedding to Eric Johnson, so
it?
She doesn't look so big.
It was Jonah Hill in a movie, can't remember which one, who actually said, "That's like slapping God in the face when he gives you a gift."
Super bad.
Is that it? Yes.
Yeah.
We do breast reduction? Really?
Yeah, well...
Come on, Jessica.
A so-called source says...
You just got to go down about 6 or 7 inches lower.
Well, just wait. So the source says, quote, "She thinks that if she downsizes her breasts, she will look smaller. She doesn't want to be a plus-size bride. Jessica wants to waltz down the aisle."
It's
not
okay
waddle.
To have plus-size boobs. Just, yeah. You know, maybe have a stick of celery instead of chicken wings.
A source also says that Jessica's working hard to drop the pounds, but if she doesn't lose enough weight, she may actually go under the knife. And of
if
course,
if her fiance hears about that, you'll hear the scream. No!
Yeah. Wedding canceled. End of problem.
Maybe
her
that's
reps
her angle.
Are, of course, be. Denying all of this.
She's got billions of dollars. She can do whatever she wants, I guess.
Yeah, she can.
I think she's probably a very sweet, nice young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb as dirt, but still very sweet, nice young lady.
Yeah.
Kind of like Jennifer Love Hewitt. I think Jennifer Love Hewitt and what's her name again?
Jessica Simpson
should both be pals.
Maybe they already are.
See, I think Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Share bras.
She seems like she might be a little bitchy. She might have her moments where she's not real pleasant to be around.
Well. I saw her get punked, unpunked, and she was very sweet and nice through all of it. I mean, the entire thing.
Well, cameras are rolling.
It made me like her. So, no, she didn't know cameras were rolling when she was saying some of the things she was saying.
Right.
And at the end, this poor girl. That what they did is they tricked her. She was in some office talking about being in a movie. She was supposed to be a casting agent or something. And she showed up to talk about being in this movie, which she thought with Brad Pitt and all this stuff. And she's sitting there, and they go through this thing like some Russian mafia comes in and starts roughing the guy up. So it's just to punk her. And at the end, she's sitting there, and she's smiling. She's polite. She says, "Well, I guess I..." She's like, "I was really excited. I thought I got to be in a movie with Brad Pitt."
Aww.
And I was just like, you tell.
You kind of felt for her.
It was a real moment. And I'm like, oh, you... poor dumb thing. I'm sorry. I just really felt for her there. And I thought, you know what? She's really a nice kid. Somebody should be nice to her.
Yeah, I don't like her ever since I heard that she made out with The Bachelor.
Well, The Bachelor, I think, is insane.
He's adorable.
You can have The Bachelor.
Okay.
I'll take care of Jennifer Lovely Hooters.
Okay.
When the first I Know What You Did Summer movie came out, I was so enamored or in love with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Thank you.
I tried to write her a letter.
Oh, you're adorable.
That's how pathetic I am.
How old were you?
You are adorable.
Like 18.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Aw. That's cute. You tried to write her a letter, but your
I didn't know where
hand,
to send it. So I ended up,
was...
funny part of the story, I ended up hanging on to the letter, and then my girlfriend at the time, who ended up becoming my wife, found the letter.
Oops.
And now every time Jennifer Love Hewitt's on TV, I have to hear about it.
Hearing about that makes me think of Jodie Foster and you never, ever, ever reading anything by J.D. Salinger.
Who the hell is J.D. Salinger?
Leave it at that. Next thing you know, you're going to see him in a bell tower. Great. Way to go, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
There's a good chance that was going to happen anyway.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and finish this up. This is The Daily Blender.
NBC 1260.
Trojan Man.
Attention, pleasure seekers. Trojan Bearskin Condoms are bringing couples closer than ever before. At an amazing 40% thinner than our standard condoms, just listen to what this couple has to say.
The irresistible
closeness and
amazing
sensitivity
allow us
to feel
more
connected
than ever before.
It's like we become one.
Wow. Can't get much closer than that.
Get irresistibly closer with Trojan Bearskin Condoms. Triple tested quality from Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Can't wait to get it on.
There it is. Let's follow it and see where it goes.
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country.
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
Give us a call and be a part of the show.
How many of you people have got the brass to try something like that?
480-423-1260.
You don't have to be an expert to know the real estate market has been a mess for a while. Mortgages and mortgage financing have recently changed so much. If you're looking for a mortgage to purchase or refinance, if you have an adjustable rate mortgage that's readjusting, maybe you need more information about loan modifications, or you're over 62 and want to know more about the reverse mortgages. Unless you're aware of all the possibilities, there's no way to get the best deal available. Your best advice? Call for a free consumer protection guide today. Everything you should know about mortgages, who and what to avoid, plus what you might be able to do in your best interest, and the latest available plans or programs, the lowest interest rates, the best terms and conditions. Just call 1-800-819-6542. The information is free. Simply mention that you heard about it on this station, and your free information will be on its way. No cost, no obligations, no catch. Just call 1-800-819-6542. So much has changed recently in the mortgage industry, you'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-819-6542. The free consumer protection guide is yours for the asking at 1-800-819-6542.
We're making the overnights entertaining. Phil Hendry, 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. right here on NBC 1260.
My son is starting to talk back, and the worst part about it is actually starting to make sense. We're going all to a comedian's barbecue. All of us hang out. My wife went back to school, so I have both kids, and I'm trying to get everybody ready, and that's difficult. But then my son comes out of his room wearing these flood pants with holes in both knees. I have no idea where he found these pants. And I go, dude, you gotta change your pants. You can't wear those pants. He goes, I like these pants. These are my favorite pants. I'm gonna wear them. And I said, I didn't know what to say. I'm a young dad, you know. I go, you're gonna be embarrassed. And then he looks at me, sort of steps to me a little bit, and he goes, I'm not gonna be embarrassed. They're your friends. You're gonna be embarrassed.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
I was told that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume.
I've got a better idea. Let's go play Swallow the Stuff Under the Sink.
This is the Daily Blender.
All right, everybody. We got about 5 minutes. Let's see if I can knock this out. On the way, the dumbass of the day. We got your word of the day. Got some birthdays right now. I just want to fill you in on your late night talk shows. Let's see here. Letterman's got Juliana Margulies and Lady Antebellum. By the way, what is Lady Antebellum?
They're a band.
Oh, it's a band.
Yeah. They're the ones that sing I'll Think of It. Oh. And then I'll sing it.
What is this? Lady Antebellum.
Yeah.
I thought it was a lady.
There's a lady as.
Is it a woman singer?
Well, they kind of alternate. There's like two or three of them that sing different parts.
That's very misleading and confusing.
I know. It is. I didn't name him.
I don't suggest watching that.
Okay, we'll go through that. I'm going to try to think of the song.
Forget them.
Or a couple of the songs.
Conan's a repeat with Zach Galifianakis. Tonight's show's got Heidi Klum, Kevin Smith, and Fitz and the Tantrums. Now, see, there's a band name. Kimmel's a repeat with Jamie Foxx and the Vaccines. Ferguson's got Kathy Griffin. And let's see, Fallon has Ann Curry from The Today Show. And that's pretty much it. So there you go. Those are your late night talk shows. Right now, it's today, Thursday, September 1st, 2011.
Pay your rent.
Don't forget to pay your rent. And if today's your birthday, happy birthday to you. Here are the people more famous than you having a birthday. Ricardo Chavera. He's 40. That's Gabby's husband, Carlos, on Desperate Housewives.
Yes. He's soon to be unemployed.
Yes, in that he always looks angry. Gloria Estefan is 54, minority owner of the Miami Dolphins.
It's Latino Day.
Yeah. No, wait. But by that, I mean she has a very small stake in the team. Not that she's the owner of the Dolphins and a minority. That's not what I meant.
Come There's on. Like 37 people that own the Dolphins. It's disgusting.
Right. She's a minority owner.
Got it.
So, Billy Blanks is 56. Remember him?
And he invented Tybo. Yeah.
I could kick his ass.
Yeah, I bet.
Dr. Phil is 61.
Mm-hmm. Not a real doctor. We know.
He doesn't look 61.
I wouldn't say anything.
Even though he's bloated and ugly, he just doesn't look that old.
Makeup makes the difference. Barry Gibb. Uh-huh. Handsome BG. 65. Can you believe that? Lily Tomlin.
Oh.
Lesbian.
Oh.
Did you know that?
Don't think I did.
I didn't know that. She's been a long time lesbian. She's 72.
I was going to say, is she in her 70s?
I had no idea.
She's been a long time lesbian. Long time. She hasn't just dabbled in it recently.
Long time lesbian, first time caller.
Lily seems like a frequent lesbian name, doesn't it? Lily.
Lily?
A lot of lesbian Lilies.
My son's girlfriend's name is Lily.
Oh, super.
Probably don't want to say that anymore. All right, so there you go. Those are your birthdays.
I haven't come up with the song. Sorry. Huh?
What song?
The song, the Lady Antebellum song.
I'm not worried about it.
You were talking.
I really don't. I don't care.
Okay.
It's fine. Yeah. Don't worry. Thanks. Mm-hmm. All right. Now it's time to edumacate them. Time for your word of the day.
When it heard.
Heard what?
Brian, don't!
Eater's remorse.
Oh, yeah. I'm familiar.
Yep. Deep feeling of regret someone has after eating a large, unhealthy meal.
Yeah.
Here's my example. Has anyone ever left Cheesecake Factory and not had eater's remorse? Just opening their encyclopedia of a menu already makes me feel bad about myself.
No, that's obnoxious.
Ugh. So there you go. Eater's remorse. And now we have just enough time for a dumbass of the day. Update.
Okay. Oh, update.
It's just
cool.
An update. All right. Remember we told you that JCPenney, I think, I don't know if it's a highway to hell or is just an honorable mention.
The t-shirts?
Yeah. They were edgy. And there was one that said, I'm too pretty to do homework.
Yeah.
So my brother has to do it for me.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. It wasn't very very conducive to the self-esteem of young ladies,
right.
I think.
Right. Not well received.
Well, this was like months ago, and I guess this week parents freaked the hell out for the whole thing, and I guess that sent the wrong message to girls or something. So parents complained, started hitting the internet, so JCPenney has pulled it from their website and their shelves. They said the sweatshirt was manufactured by a company called Self-Esteem.
Girls are dumb.
Self-Esteem.
What?
Seriously, that was the name of the company. Self-Esteem That's made dumb. The... I'm too pretty to do homework, so my brother has to do it for me.
People are so damn touchy. Well, how is that any different than having a t-shirt that says I'm a princess?
That's dumb, though. That's just really dumb.
Oh, I'm a princess doesn't say that you're dumb.
Well, it doesn't say that you're dumb, but I'm so pretty that my brother does my homework for me. It just means that I'm so hot, my brother wants to do my homework for me.
No, that's not what it's saying. Okay, just be quiet. We don't have time for this. I don't have time to argue this point now. All right, everybody, have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
NBC 1260 is KBSZ, Apache Junction.
Also operates on translator K241BQ at 96.1 FM.